From Storyflow,
this is your daily audio brief.
Theo here,
August 22nd Tech Desk.
Five stories from the last 24 hours, here's where I'd start.
Let's get into it.
First, from Avicola, how semantic code navigation cuts agent token costs by up to 36%.
Adding a KV cache layer to your inference stack can cost you throughput due to a reason that's unrelated to caching per se.
Cache management runs inside the inference engine's process today, and the two jobs have opposite bottlenecks, moving cache tensors between GPU, CPU, and disk weights on i/O. Running attention is heavy math on the GPU. In one process, the engine runs them one at a time, so the GPU sits idle while blocks move between memory tiers.
Google's TurboQuant shrinks the KV cache to 3 bits per value with no accuracy loss.
Next, second from The Algorithmic Bridge.
How America turned against the AI industry.
Hey, Alberto here. I publish long-form AI analysis covering culture, philosophy, and business. So here are my 2 cents.
Up next,
third from ONG Ubuntu. Postcard is a new email client for GNOME, built with AI.
And then,
fourth from TechCrunch. Michael Polansky, better known publicly as Lady Gaga's partner and a former top deputy to Sean Parker, has quietly spent years building an AI-driven startup that keeps living human skin tissue alive for weeks outside the body to discover new skincare compounds, and is only now going public about. Michael Polansky is training an AI model on skin that's still alive.
Next, fifth from TechCrunch,
Japanese space tech startup Littaro expands beyond satellite thrusters with $16 million.
Japanese space startup Littaro is betting its hybrid rocket technology can move beyond small satellite thrusters into a broader market for space, defense, and security after raising 2.6 billion yen, $16 million.
Up next,
sixth from SiliconANGLE,
AI data center builder Nscale reportedly seeking $3 billion IPO.
Nscale Global Holdings Limited reportedly plans to raise $3 billion in an initial public offering that could take place as soon as next month.
Bloomberg today cited sources as saying that the London-based company intends to list its shares on a US stock exchange.
When we first accessed the summer of simulative AI in 2024, we knew it would be a brief summer, but it has recently come back with a vengeance with SimGym in April, and now similarly rise $2 billion Series B, backed by Green Oaks and Index Ventures with prominent backers like Fei Li
and Andrej Kapathy, running tens of millions of simulations for Fortune 100 clients like CVS and 85.99% accuracy vs human focus groups.
According to the report that has hired Goldman Sachs Group Inc.,
the poster, a data center builder Nscale reportedly seeking $3 billion IPO, appeared first on SiliconANGLE.
And then,
seventh from Latent.Space.
Simulation, the new scaling law, June Sun Park, Simile UI.
Next,
8th from CNET News.
ChatGPT can take over UI messages.
But do you really want that? OpenAI has launched a new ChatGPT feature that could set off privacy alarms for Apple users.
The AI chatbot can now scan through your AI messages if you allow it to.
It can also read, write, and send texts on your behalf, OpenAI announced in a post on X.
Apple's iMessage is the native messaging service for iPhones and other Apple devices.
The new feature, called Apple Messages Plugin, is currently available only to users of ChatGPT Work and Codex on Mac desktops, not on mobile devices.
That's it for today. Tomorrow morning, whatever the night brings,
stay curious.
If this saved you time, the full feed is free at storyflow.com.